We are on.
We are on. Am I the chair?
Oh, wait. We are on. Mark.
Meeting start. 3 minutes after two. Okay, so shall we go over? And here, are we gonna just dive right into this?
Let's go ahead and go, yep, please.
Roll call.
Call to order. Roll call. Mark, would you perform?
No. Gates, here.
Warren's here.
Great, thank you.
Okay, any public comments to share?
I do not have any.
Any additions or revisions?
None.
To the agenda?
None.
Consent items. Summary of action items from the August 10th. Are we supposed to review the August 10th?
Yes, so they've been attached to your stat, packet.
Well, this is all the stuff from our last meeting.
Yeah, quite lengthy. But David, you weren't at the last meeting, so if you want to abstain.
I will abstain.
Yeah.
Yep, well, based on what we discussed just 2 weeks ago, I see it's apparent that some of the comments we made have been addressed.
That's good.
And there's what I see, yeah.
A second.
Okay, great.
All right, continued items. 6.1, Maplewood Senior Apartments. I guess we're ready for it.
Do you want to go get everyone?
Yeah, please, thank you.
So I'm gonna.
Step down to the side.
You recuse yourself.
I will recuse.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
What do you guys have to do?
Recognize somebody's conflict of interest.
That's right, I'm gone.
Nothing like telling the boss to get out of the room, right?
Thank you. There's one.
There.
Send over the other side with you.
Okay.
We usually do this in music, but.
Alrighty.
By the way, before you start, thank you for the discussion we did together. Very, very nice.
Yep, very kind.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, I'm an observer.
All right, so item 6.1, Aspenwood Senior Apartments. I'll go ahead and just provide you a brief staff report of the staff report. The project, as you recall, we reviewed 2 weeks ago as well as once prior in April. We are looking for final architecture review comments to pass those forward to the Planning Commission. Number of comments were provided at our last ARB meeting. Specifically, there was direction for the applicant to take a look at a couple of things as it related to architecture and incorporate some landscape enhancements as far as tree sizes and having a request to come back at a future date to review landscaping prior to construction approval. Construction document approval, but ultimately the board requested that the applicant provide one last presentation of their modifications to the architecture plans so that you can review them prior to heading back to the Planning Commission with their final project design. So over the last week, David with LC Architects has made some modifications to the project plans. They've been attached to your staff report, but perhaps David can go over the changes that have been made. They primarily focused on the corner element at El Costa and Kimball, which is really the focus of what our discussion was last week or 2 weeks ago about the requested modification. So I'll go ahead and pass on to David if there are no other questions for staff.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. And Cindy, as always, great stuff. You have a thick booklet, but I've thinned it down, sort of did the condensed version, but here is, and just listening to your comments, as Cindy wrote on page 2 of 5, is, and this is a a thing of even changing from your thing of making these top things a little less, more metal, more tone it down more and more. But I think we listened and sort of as the gateway, still a gateway project, still a project that has significance, but also still a project that is typical of San Ramon, of a tree-lined boulevard, which with landscape architect Eric can explain more, but just bigger species, bigger things, but softening this corner, but still having that. And then if you turn the page, we did just the context of the neighborhood, a little more things of the colors are consistent with the neighborhood down the street, but really the thing on the far right is tree-lined streets. That's what defines San Ramon. From an architect's perspective, it doesn't really make any difference at the end of the day what's behind the trees. It's the tree-lined street, which I think is context. And sort of looking through this and listening to everybody, I think that's a thing. But also picking up colors of the community. I don't know if I did it as well, but we're in context of the community and color. And then the key point, and we did this very well working with David Gates' office on the exterior elevations. These are, one more page. These are real trees, real elevations, how they look. We downloaded the trees to size and everything else. But at the end, you know, much bigger trees, still opening a hint of the corner so you have that gateway, but having something that eventually will look like the rest of San Ramon is these tree-lined pieces. And then listening to the landscape architect on the landscape is and changing the species of the tree and making them larger and increasing the size of the landscaping so that this, if you turn to L1, this edge, this street edge, which is, when you look at this, it's very small. I mean, I know it's a big building, but the edge facing the things is small, and the rest of the building is hidden behind the landscaping, the trees that are off our property that will sort of hide into this thing. So, unfortunately, you know, our architecture and city thing, you have to do these elevations and look at all this big stuff and everything else, but when you see this sit in context with the trees, I think it'll make a statement as a modern building, which I think you guys need, but also I think it fits within in the environment and then creates a community need for senior housing. But I think you guys have always had good comments to me these past two meetings. So any questions, things, landscape, architecture? I think we're here to listen. I did pale down the white. It isn't, if you look at the, you know, here is the, you know, previous version. You know, here's this. Much more toning down, warming it up, and doing that, and you know, taking off this upper part, scaling it down, residential elements and stuff. So you really have that. You have a corner, but it isn't. Whoa! Look at me. It's hi. I'm here. This is for our seniors, and we want to do something nice for the community.
You have some extra copies.
I do.
So my first comment was looking when I received these, I picked it up on Monday, I took a look at it and I commend you for listening to us and making some changes based on our comments, and it, what a big change in the appearance. It really reads more residential versus as I took a second look at the previous one here, I think toning down the white to something that's got a little bit more warmth with cream in it,
yep.
I think helps. The massing of the horizontal two-story soffit and removing that mass and putting more of the open trellis that matches around the other side of the elevation really helped a lot. You know, I like modern architecture. I like this form. It really makes a statement.
Yeah, no.
Really, in the context of San Ramon, this really fits. And I think, too, when looking at the initial one, it could look like a museum, it could look like a hotel, it could look, you know, it's hard to see, but this one definitely reads residential, and I think it's because the balconies up here more visible, and it's taken down in scale. Massing in scale for this corner is just appropriate. And I think the context of the colors, as you've noted with the adjacent properties, I think really fits well. And I think the softening with the trees helps a lot to break the heart, softens the the building.
Yeah, because you see in the edge, you really just see that nugget right there. But then the trees will do it, and it starts to carry over in the street, and you get the rest of San Ramon. But you seem progressive, but you still get some love in there.
I mean, I think what I read here is some of the things I've seen really across the Bay Area, where there's no question it is residential. And I think it's a senior center. And I think it's a good gateway. I think taking the scale down, making this a statement with the two-story space here, I think still is successful.
Yeah.
I don't think we lost anything by taking this element out. I think maybe if this were out in another location, maybe a museum or what, I think that would be a very good statement. But for this one, with the context where it's located, with the neighborhoods nearby, I think is very appropriate. I have one question. The material that's used here, that is, this is a panel that looks like a wood. Is it a
it's a hardy plank panel that has its built-in reveals and everything else, and then it's painted. So it comes in two textures. It comes in a smooth and a wood texture.
Okay.
So that's, you know.
So it receives paint, and it's a hardy board.
Yeah.
It's 55%.
Yeah. 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 It will biodegrade in 300 years.
And mm-hmm. The balance of the wall finish around where this lighter colors are.
The cement plaster. Yeah.
Cement plaster.
Yeah. But remember, you know, and I've also broken that up with reglets and reveals and sort of break the scale down. Mm-hmm. I think those are good comments, and usually that happens a little later in the process. But hopefully I've listened and done that.
And
I mean,
sure,
it's sort of this fades in through here, but we do have, you know, sort of the you know, reproduction, but you do see the reveals along through mm-hmm. here and this and even the lights in through there.
Yeah, I think that helps bring down the scale of the whole arch.
Yeah, I thought those were good comments.
Mm-hmm. I still think a statement will be made with a two-story space. In the evening, it'll be lit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that together with some lighting. Are there going to be some lighting with some of the balconies
yes,
in here?
Yeah.
Just to match the lighting around the building?
Yeah.
It'll have a different look from, say, this one where we have the downlights that mm-hmm. Really has a different look.
Yeah.
But I feel with the trees here, it really fits San Ramon. And the scale, the different stepping back really helps break the mass. I think it's very successful. I don't know, do you have any comments to add?
No, I think most of those, what you had said, I agree with it. I appreciate you putting the trees on there to show scale, and I think you're, like you had said, it. San Ramon is known for its tree-lined streets, and that
right.
really shows the context of it. And I appreciate that you had shown the elevations previously where we are covered so we can get a good context of the architecture, but I think it really helps sell the project for what it is. It's this peekaboo corner
right.
surrounded by trees.
Right.
And so it looks, the scale with removal of that arch really pushes the plane, physical, the mental plane where we're down at the corner, it pushes back and gives, softens that edge. And I think this is a very successful change.
Yeah, and in context also for our seniors, you know, they grew up with modern architecture and then it shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And so the context of the people moving in here, this is mm-hmm. 60s and shag carpet and everything else.
Yeah.
I think this whole corner is successful. I'm just looking at the plan layout. I was taking a look at here if, say, it's a tight corner, but it's pretty deep there. Is it like
yeah.
8 feet?
And originally there were trees there.
Yeah.
Those were removed.
Yeah, they were removed, so at least you do get the peekaboo, you do mm-hmm. get the gateway. And so that can be well landscaped, and so you have that softened edge in front that always says residential, but it doesn't sort of like everything screened.
Mm-hmm.
What's nice, successful, it's not a tight corner because you have this plant wall, mm-hmm. but it really opens up to an interior court that has an overhang, so it'll make that a corner up here larger than it is.
Yeah.
So I think that does a good job. Not meaning that's the main entrance for cars, because that comes around the back, but it's for pedestrians that are on foot.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, these are for viable seniors you know, don't need the house, but still engaged, and you can see them engaged in the community, walking their dog, doing all that. It's just not someone who's just, hate to use it, imprisoned into this facility. They're in the community, walking up.
There's one question I had about, I was looking at the other building elevations. I think it's treated well on the street side, but I guess on the, there's an elevation or so.
On A2.4?
So this is the.
This is the inside of the. This is the inside. Of the. This is.
This is at the front entry. This is the space that they modified.
Yeah, but if you look on about. If you look on L1, these are all trees around here. Mm-hmm. So only a hovering drone will see this elevation because you.
Yes, this elevation as you're driving
in. Yeah.
Well, I guess my question is. Having the 360 degree, is the question is there should be some enhancements on this one.
Okay.
Being that's all plaster and okay. Large windows,
yeah.
It begins to look like an office building.
Okay, we'll look
maybe
at
just some simple eyebrow.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's maybe the dark painted ones gets the eyebrow, not the light painted colors maybe up here, or just maybe a fake grill.
We can do that. Yeah,
that's a complete opposite of you. On the light colors, put an eyebrow on the light color so that the brown, the heavy fades away, and then the light
good
get
point.
The.
I didn't want to decide which location, but I think it's
just a little something.
Yeah.
Is that sure just on this side, or is it around the other sides too?
No, it just and then you see. I thought you were going to talk about this elevation. A2.4, but this is all, there's redwoods.
All yeah, that's the non-streeted side.
We're yeah, that's the non-streeted side. No one will see this. Bird, maybe a bird sitting in the tree.
I guess we have to be careful with the trellises to get to be home for birds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it becomes a maintenance problem, but again, I guess this is flat. I could see how this piece would be plain, and that. I'm not sure if you take just the second level, maybe accentuate just this bay, just to kind of break up that.
Can we do that with some riglets, Dave?
Maybe a different color, and then you
start adding trellises and all that stuff, and before you know it, it can get all
overwhelming. And this is the one elevation. This is where I thought you were talking about, you know, and working for Jeff, is that this is something that's basically invisible because it turned to.
It could be as simple as this one.
Yeah. Yeah, see this A2.6.2?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these trees, and it's a little fuzzy with Google Earth, but all these trees line this, and then all the trees in the back here, that's that back behind the solar panels there, and do that. So.
What's successful, I don't know, are these the same trellises you have out in the corner?
Yeah.
I've seen these where they're not really trellises that come out there, just maybe a foot out.
Yeah, okay,
no,
yeah,
they did
yeah.
it at the Rio. I was driving by the Rio, I live up there.
Okay.
And I was looking at those, and I said, it's not a whole lot, it's just to break that plaster wall.
Okay.
Not to mimic the trellises that really come out that far, it's just to break the plaster, some metal work. I think the Rio did that successfully.
Okay. I'll take a look at that.
And that's on the east.
I think it's
the rear elevation.
Yeah, east elevation.
Yeah, just a little touch.
Entrance into the garage.
And I think in the courtyard, is that the same thing that happens where you're going to have some plain plaster walls?
Yeah, but the courtyard is more like the and you don't require it, but it's
you have more balconies there.
Yeah, more balconies and everything else. It's more like A22, where it's balconies and windows broken up, and that's continually all through there looking in that. And then this
so
is
like
again
in the courtyard. I see the balconies. So like you have this plain plaster white wall with a window cutout. some enhancements could be the second level or just the top level that has that metal piece. Again, they did that again over, I think, in a few places in Dublin in the more contemporary ones. And,
Well, I think you also had the language already started with the top of the covering, the top of the balconies here. Maybe you take that language you created here and intersperse it amongst the elevation.
Okay.
These are just embellishments and
enhancements. Yeah,
it's not a big deal.
No, no. And I'll work with Jeff.
Trying to break the plaster. You don't want it to just be all plaster and glazing. You want to see some. I know that the enhancements they do in the residential is moldings or.
I don't think that would really work with the context of putting a foam piece on these. That's not
good. Is that more of a paint variation on that one side, or are you looking at some type of tool?
Well, I think I've seen like a metal fascia. I'm not sure, and it's painted black, or to match the storefront. It's something to break that plaster.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It isn't. It's a relatively easy.
And I think you have it going on. I think you don't have to match the trellis that pop out that far.
Right. Right. You have this element along this this side. You can use.
Even the window companies even make a piece like that that extends on the window and does that. So that's just an add fixture.
I think they have that going on in Foster City too. They got at least contemporary condos going up.
No. That's it's a rebirth of architecture in the Bay Area that's been asleep for a while.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all comments I had. Just kind of
As always, good comments, good things. You have a great design review board, because most design review boards, there's no interaction. They just blur. But now, I think you guys have improved the design, and so I appreciate it. I know Jeff does.
Yeah, no, I agree. I actually like it better. Yeah.
That's a true statement.
Yeah. Well, definitely agrees residential, and it's a senior center. I like it's modern, but I think it is still residential. Modern statement. I think it
but I think it still does the big movements like we liked seeing in the original. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Great.
Look at all these millennials wanting to move in here. And
they're going to come to our society.
Maybe your grandmother can.
Well, I think this would set the precedence for trying to maybe get more a variety of looks in San Ramon. So you got the San Ramon City Center. You have this in the South San Ramon. Once you get, and then we have that one being built over
the Rome one.
San Ramon Valley Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So once you get a mix of that, then there's a variety, and I think it just minimizes the monotony that we see.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's a problem with the suburbs. They started all build alike, and how we are taught to revolt against that. Mm-hmm. But when you get to cities that have a mixture of that. That really, really enriches the city and starts to improve it, and then people see that transform, and then 10 years later they go, "Well, no, this was always supposed to be like this." Okay. But it's hard to be sort of the first one,
right?
Planning,
and that's always the issue with the first one. That's your guys.
No one liked the first one. After that, I'm a visionary. But now today,
I do know that if some concept like this is put for more condominium living, I'm sure it'll attract a lot of millennials.
Yeah.
Keep in that the rents are down. How do you do that? but I think it would just add variety to the city.
Yep.
Good job.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you have any more comments?
I am okay. I think those are covered.
Well, let's
all
go to the questions. Okay, so discussion. We'll start with the discussion items. First items, area, bulk, height of structures. I think we kind of gone through that based on our last meeting and what we see as the revision here. Mm-hmm. I think it's now more it's successful. So yeah, there's no issues at this point. Colors and types of structures and installations. Colors, I believe it blends in with the community.
Yeah, I think it does well, and your example of your exhibit really
page.
Really
yeah.
accentuated that.
Yeah. I think it's nice you stop in the white.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Type of structures, of course, it's a modern. I believe it fits well with the different years of buildings going through there. I see apartments built like in the post-70s, 80s, very simple. You got single-family homes beyond here with Spanish towers, different cement towers, so I believe it fits well.
Mm-hmm.
It's an improvement to the corner. Mm-hmm. Across the street you have a 7-Eleven, so I think with this one here, maybe, who knows, there'll be some development here in the 7-Eleven corner.
Yeah, that 7-Eleven and gas station right there, that seems like an ideal corner to change, because that mm-hmm. seems out of context with your community. Mm-hmm. That seems more out of context than me.
Well, definitely, we'll definitely invite that.
Yeah.
Once this gets up there. The architectural and physical relationship with existing and proposed structures in the area, we just talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Location, orientation, and site layout of the structures and the relationship with the open space, areas, topography, and solar energy and efficiency. I take no exception. I believe it's consistent.
Yeah.
Orientation, I think, as far as safety, I think we resolved that from the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I like where the drop-off is, and I think it's very successful.
Just a little note, fire station. A building that is Type 5 1-hour rated, fire sprinklers, is a safest, building, everything else. Very few deaths countrywide. The only thing that fire sprinkler buildings are extremely safe, the only thing that skews the numbers is 9/11, where those buildings caught on fire and they were fire sprinkler. But
mm-hmm.
plane flies in the building, it skews the numbers. But other than that, these are very safe for seniors
mm-hmm.
and everything else. They may get wet if they...
That's what insurance is for.
But
colors, height, materials, variations in boundary, fences, walls, or screen planting. I think we've addressed those.
Yeah,
I think
we talked about that.
The trees are approved here, mm-hmm. so it definitely fits the streetscape. Appropriateness of sign design and exterior lighting and other building graphics. I don't think we've really gotten to that detail.
We touched on it a little bit, I think, with the fact we removed the arch and the lighting has been removed from that upper sort of mm-hmm. blaring cut light, white light that's going to come down the facade.
And then, you see the building signage. Yeah. It's just a hint at the corner,
mm-hmm.
that does it. So there's a thing that tells you that it's that way, or you can pull over and you can park on this
mm-hmm.
this area. So there's visual hints of where to go.
Right, and I think we talked about that a little bit last time as well.
There's going to be some tree lighting or up lighting, at least in the corner.
Yeah, you're saying you have a 12-foot pole here. So
yeah,
it's going to come
lights in the area.
Yeah.
Pole lights.
Yeah. So there will be cool street lit. That's mm-hmm. that's what they call a landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the pole light here, okay. And then they got the low light along the street, right?
Yeah.
It'll look nice.
And then we got enough security lighting up through this alley here.
Yeah. Yeah, we upped the light in the parking garage and everything else because seniors, your eyes start to diffuse and
mm-hmm.
throw paint the ceiling white in the garage, just calm it down.
Mm-hmm.
So actually at night as we're turning in, you'll see the sign here. Is that adequate for having this entrance visible, or is there gateway lights here or something to denote people who haven't been here know that's where to turn in? Is there a directional sign that allow?
Yeah, we could do that. That would be easy to do.
I've seen some. I'm sure you can do a little research on that. Some entrance to condo developments. Check out the night lighting. I think it's a little bit more than.
Yeah, no. We had that in mind, but you could put lights in the center just to help people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy to do.
More that's at the driveway entrance.
Yeah,
so you just
there.
Have a little bit of light mm-hmm. in through here so that the seniors can.
There's a lot of complex where there's condos or multiple story developments like this, is where to find the entrance to drop
yeah.
someone off, or if you're just there for the first time, end up passing because you didn't really see enough light that tells
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in this lobby space, it's going to be lit.
You say,
yeah.
The lobby, if you go by, you'll notice it that the lobby is there.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why the gateway, and then now, that's why I mid with party, you can park along the street here, go in for the first time, and then, oh, yeah, I can park in the back. And
I guess there's a light, the existing light over here, that whole light is here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Additionally, the Planning Commission is required to make the following findings prior to approval of an architectural review application. The project design.
On the next page over, we've got the questions, six questions specifically.
Okay, building design. Does the revised project plans reflect the ARB's comments and direction? Yes, we just went over that. Is the proposed building architecture and the revisions appropriate in design, scale, height, and massing? Yes.
Yeah.
Is the proposed architectural design theme appropriate for this site and consistent, compatible with the surrounding neighborhood character in the project vicinity? I say yes.
Yes.
Considering the factors to be considered for the architectural review application, does the board feel the character, scale, and quality of design, the architectural relationship with the site and other structures, building materials, colors, exterior lighting and signs, screening of exterior, now correct me on this word, appurtenances.
Yes.
What does that mean again? You never used that word.
Mechanical features, functions, other add-ons to kind of...
The mechanical units.
Mechanical.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, we talked about them hiding from the clear stories and stuff and placing them. We were very good at sort of doing that, so that will hide.
Mm-hmm. And similar elements have been incorporated into the design of the project in order to ensure the compatibility of the development with its design concept and the character of adjacent structures. I believe it does.
I believe so, too. I think it's been the... You guys have really responded to all our comments. I think it really... It's a very much better building for the space that it's going into. Not that the other building was horribly designed,
yeah,
but it was awesome.
I
like that one too. But
I do want to fit in. I want to push the community to do better things, but I don't. I do want to listen.
Yeah. Well,
the success of the corner element there, it now steps back. It's not up.
Right.
It's not
back.
In your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It steps back, and I think that's the success of the massing of that corner, the revision that you did. Does the board support the proposed building design? Yes.
I do. Yes.
Does the board support the proposed building design and recommend approval to the Planning Commission for their consideration? I say yay.
Yes, I do too.
Okay.
Is there a summary you need to do?
There's really only two that I noted. One was regarding the east elevation, the rear elevation, as well as the entrance to the garage, to provide additional relief and embellishments in the plaster at the second or top level, just to break up some of that, the monotony of the plaster. And then the second one was to incorporate lighting at the driveway area to more easily direct people into the entrance. That's it.
That's all I had.
Go ahead.
And then, Cindy, I'll just tweak these and send those to you? Those sheets? Or the whole package all over again?
If you want, well, we can talk about what we need for Planning Commission, but, I mean, those can just be added as conditions
okay.
of approval,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Depending on, I mean, how much of a relief you want in those plasters, if you think that there's a lot to that.
I don't think the massing or, that you require you're the architect. It either can match what you have going around the building, but if you want to break it up, I've seen what I'm saying.
No, I understand. And you see it through the meetings, I've always listened to you guys. So pretty much.
I think
I understand what you're asking for.
I think that, if the direction is to put some additional embellishments that match the materials, kind of replicate some of the materials that are being used currently to enhance the building, that we could then take that as the direction to incorporate that.
I think we're all in agreement that it's not going to be a plaster molding or anything like that. It's going to be painted metal.
Yeah.
But it's probably the metal color that you have going through the rest of the building, I think, is what it should be.
Correct.
All right.
So with those comments and the summary that Cindy's provided, I say we proceed forward.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks. Ladies.
Great job.
Yeah.
There's no other items?
No other items. We do have, just wanted to give you a heads up on future discussion items. September 14th was when we had originally talked about having September 7th or 14th, a couple of dates had floated out there as far as future meeting dates. So at least in terms of our agenda, we have Deer Creek Apartments, which is the second phase of senior apartments in Doherty Valley. That's one project, and then Sports Basement is redoing their sign program, but then they're also looking at doing a mural on the back of their building, which is fronting
Iron Horse Trail.
Oh, so okay. We're trying to get a little bit of feedback on that, because murals are in essence signs, considered signs in our sign ordinance, and so just looking for a little feedback on their proposed mural.
I guess the question would be, are they just donating the art, or are they putting Sports Basement
on
the back?
They're not doing Sports Basement specific, like, advertisement per se, but I've been told it's some sort of art picture, whether it's of people playing sports or of sports themes, probably sports theme related, but I haven't seen the submittal myself, but I understand that it's a mural, an art mural, mm-hmm. as opposed to Sports Basement's logo and, you know, signage for them. But those two are on the agenda. We do also have bylaw updates that the clerk's office has asked us to look at to make sure that we're consistent with all of the other bylaws that are in other for other boards and commissions. So it's about specific language about attendance and things like that. She also wants to do we do that already with this board? I think we did already with this
training.
Board. The training.
The training.
That's my other committee that I'm. I always get this one in the. I do the housing committee, so that we haven't done it for that one. But yes, those have been done. So we have those three. I know with Deer Creek, there's a conflict with David.
I've talked to the guy who was in charge of the project.
It's not.
Like, we lost that one.
It's right. Not Deer Creek. Phase two, but you did do Deer Creek phase one, so I don't know if you know how strongly Deer Creek phase one is still under construction, so you may feel conflicted out. Landscape for phase one and phase two is gates.
Well, I guess.
Or landscape for phase two is gates. I don't know if it's phase one.
I'll defer to you. I mean, I can make it and.
I know you had a conflict
with the first one, and I don't know if that should I. Excuse myself from that?
It's probably safer to, at least on specifically on Deer Creek, only just because it is under construction and that is
last thing I'd want that
current
anything
client
the board says to be coming into question.
So we can have Judy, she's available. John, I believe, said that he was available for either the 7th or the 14th, and Mar, if you are available for the 14th, then we could rely on you three for that. So that's a regular meeting, and I know you had a conflict anyway, or had a preference for the 7th, but...
If it's a regular one, I think I have that scheduled, yeah, so
We did also have another option instead of the 14th to go for the 21st.
That's the one I have a conflict.
On the 21st, the week after that.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
You cannot do the 21st. Okay, and you're not.
I've finally updated my schedule. We're going on vacation, so
okay.
I can call it in. No.
So no on the 21st for either. Okay,
yes.
And that because we have one other item that we're considering, but. It may not make it on the 14th. We will see. But if that's the case, then at least we know that the 21st isn't an option for the two of you. Okay. So for now, expect those three items potentially on the agenda, and we should be we should be set at least through October. I don't anticipate if the other item we have can go in September, we may not have another item in October. So we'll see.
Right.
All right.
Well, if there's not anything else,
Sorry, we do have one other one. 10.2 project updates. It is on the agenda, so I'm not sure which project specifically we're targeting to update, but I can provide just a few updates on at least the one that I know.
Update them on stuff that was going to the Planning Commission.
So we did have, I guess I can start with my projects. Freya Preserve is up and under construction right now, grading. They're going to start getting their model homes, at least the model trailer, out so that they can start building units and selling units. So they are still trying to get units sold and occupied during next year's term. So that's the latest on Freya. They're about 80% done with their mass grading, and so now they're working on pads and getting those set. The Chang project that you saw as far as site plan, that's going to Planning Commission in September.
Is that moving forward at all?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which one was that again?
This is a 43 lot. Just north of the
Just north here. Yard. 43 lot subdivision west of Freya Preserve.
Okay.
Project.
The bridge across the park design.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, with the park. And so they've gone through all of their committees, had a park design that the Parks Commission supported, so we're moving that forward to the Planning Commission in September. Those are at least my two, and then Aspenwood we're targeting for September 5th for Planning Commission. And then, did you want to add to the project updates?
City Center moved along nicely. We just got the tenant improvements for the lot, so we're reviewing those right now. So that's the first of the tenant improvements to come in, and we've had some conversations with other potential tenants that are just asking about some middle information, but things are definitely moving along
there.
The lot,
is that one?
It's a movie theater concept. Check it out online.
Is that the name of the lot?
It's The Lot, yeah.
Okay.
And
they have two theaters in San Diego.
They have similar concepts in Southern Cal, right?
Restaurant,
cafe,
The lobby area has a cafe, bar. It's kind of a full experience thing, and then the chairs are recliner chairs, and sort of a higher end experience. It looks promising for that. The Summit Senior Care Facility up and the Church of the Nazarene, they're starting grading, so they're working. The senior care is grading. The church is in plan check right now, so they're working through that. So we would expect a permit to be issued this fall for them, and so you're going to see structures start to pop up on that site in the next 6 months or so.
Nice.
There's some significant retaining walls that are required, and so they're working through the geotech on some of that as well. But it's getting closer. What else?
Restaurant next ABC?
Secura. It's in process. That's the one, ABC Pet Clinic. It's a mixed-use building, Japanese restaurant, small retail space with office above, shared parking with the pet clinic. That came through probably a couple years ago. They had a significant construction delays. They've worked out some access issues, and now they have a little bit of redesign for some fire rated walls and things that they kind of had to rework through, but it's moving along as well. Outpost, did you talk about that at all? It's fenced off for security purposes. We haven't seen the plan checks, but we've been having conversations with the applicant about submittal requirements for building permits. So that could come in at any time. It's just a matter of their preference, And of course, construction season starting to disappear, so you never know how the timing of that will work.
There's the lot north on San Juan Valley on that west side. You see the retaining walls out?
The budget site.
budget, right. That's a commercial center, two buildings.
Right, it's the daycare one, right?
It was next to the daycare.
No, next to daycare, yeah.
Yeah, the retaining walls were joint. They actually did some retaining walls for the daycare and then also for the commercial center. They did them at the same time. There's also a joint access agreement through a common driveway on that end. But the permits have been issued finally for the commercial center, and so that's underway. Our understanding is that the daycare building is going to be submitting for permits pretty soon. They're just finalizing the plans. But yeah, this is all, you know, hearsay, but you know, when we hear from them, we ask. It's all subject to their schedules and their funding and all those things that are beyond our control.
Wendy's is almost there.
I see that.
You can see that.
I drive by that one.
It's quite a modern,
That's what I keep looking at.
Relative to what's next to it when we talk about it.
It'll stick out for a while.
Relative to the In-N-Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it I think it's turned out pretty well now that we've raised the height of that building to match the roadway. And you can really see the architecture a lot clearer. But every time I ask them when they're planning to open, it's 2 weeks from when I ask them. So they haven't responded this week on where they're at now, but my guess is 2 weeks from now is
so
when they're planning.
You guys are getting some meals for fast food. Yeah.
Interest
or
infill opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Starbucks. Drive-through, the sign is up now. It says coming soon over at the Gateway Shopping Center where you guys had looked at the signage while back at Gateway, and then they had the standalone drive-through building.
Right.
So Starbucks is in under plan check, I think.
No, it's actually approved. The shell of the building's been approved. The Starbucks needs to come in with the TIs themselves, but at least all the foundation pad and shell.
You getting any interest for restaurants? Of course, the San Ramon City Center hopefully will attract some nice restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's really nowhere to go here.
Yeah, the City Center, we're sort of a little bit handcuffed on that one because Sunset doesn't really want to release their tenant information until they have deals confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're talking with a lot of different groups, and they've been marketing the property, but until they're ready to go public, we don't actually know. We get hints of these things when companies start to ask us about, they'll call them, what about a tenant improvement at the City Center project? What do we need to do? And then we'll say, here's someone may be coming in, But it's just, the nature of those types of lease deals. They try not to publicize them too much until they're done deals.
So now with all the stuff going in the City Center, none of that would come through here, though, would it? It's all just tenant improvements.
Oh,
you wouldn't see
it won't come through ARB, no.
Yeah.
It's all interior work.
Yeah, now the one thing that will come back to you is, there's two things that will come back to you. There's the actual sign program. They're doing a redo of their entire sign program for Bishop Ranch. But as part of that, they're including a whole chapter that relates specifically to City Center. And that's really the motivation to do it. But they also had some other things that they wanted to capture regarding like 2600, some Bishop Ranch 3. So they're trying to integrate all those signage programs rather than doing it piecemeal. So we will get something at some point. The other thing that they're going to be coming in with is a public art concept. Because of the nature of the City Center, it's less likely that it's going to be a traditional public art feature, a static or some kind of sculpture. It's more likely going to be a program in terms of how they intend to rotate art, where they might display it in the courtyards, up on the marquees, things like that. So it'll be a more unique type of situation for the art, but they fully intend to, bring in artistic elements to create interest and buzz about the project. So, and that's something you'll get to look at in principle, and then the Arts Advisory Committee will weigh in as well as the commission.
Lots of things going on.
There are
more than ever before.
I don't know about ever before, but a lot of things.
Well, less residential and more commercial.
Yeah, we're starting to see that come through, and the pipeline for that takes some time for these things to come through. A lot of the planning stuff we did a few years ago is finally in an economic climate in which it can actually get funded and move ahead. So it's starting, the pipeline's starting to clear out a bit.
Where are we at with the overpass pedestrian walks for the Iron Horse Trail?
The environmental document will be released probably later this month or early next month for public comment. There'll be some workshops in September.
That's the one at the city center, right?
There's two of them, actually, that are being analyzed. There's Crow Canyon. Back a few years ago, they did a corridor study that identified Bollinger Canyon, Crow Canyon, and Sycamore all as potential overcrossing sites. And so the environmental analysis and the feasibility study for San Ramon looked at the two in Crow Canyon and Bollinger. And so the analysis that they're going forward with looks at both sites. However, the only one that they're pursuing funding and grant opportunities is for Bollinger at this point.
That's where the city center is.
Right. Well, it's a little bit to the
It's more where the Iron Horse Trail is, not the city center.
Well, right, but still, if you're going to spend money, we're spending billions of dollars here.
But yeah,
where the Iron Horse Trail is, not right. Where the city center is.
Right, it's just continuing the trail over the road, Bollinger. So,
but it will also
create
a focal point and a hub there, but right with City Hall and all the other
right.
things.
I think it's a great place to spend money.
Yeah, so, but that one, I'm not sure where they are in the total grant funding, but
They've lined up.
I think the city ended up kicking in some additional resources, but so anyway, they'll be doing the environmental, and then they'll move into construction documents. So
I take it that concept or the theme of that will be more like the structure, like Treat Boulevard, more modern versus.
So
something
if you
like
want to see the webpage, there you under construction. There's actually a pictures of it. They've already selected. They selected the design.
Oh, they did.
It's
a single tower.
Suspension.
Okay. I didn't remember.
It reminds me a little bit of the new Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
Hopefully less than $10 billion in 20 years to build it.
Yeah, they opted against the box truss kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
they wanted
standard.
More elegant entry statement.
A little bit of a design to it. But yeah, it's on the city webpage. If you go there, you can look around and find.
They have
all the designs they considered and the one that the city council is really good.
It's not going to look bulky like the one on Howard Street that crosses Howard Street
in
San Francisco.
No.
It's the.
It really did remind me of the new Bay Bridge.
It's very light, corded, not like the one I think you're thinking of going to the new World Trade Center or whatever. City center that is for San Francisco.
Transit center.
Thank you.
Granted that there will be an overpass of the Iron Horse there, I still think, and it's further down the line, I think there should be a pedestrian overpass from the San Ramon City Center to that phase two. Because I can't imagine all those people crossing during rush hour where everyone's trying to get out and all the people crossing the retail to the office side. Mm-hmm. I think there needs to be a pedestrian. Or if not pedestrian overpass, something underneath.
Well, and I remember that was a comment that was provided at the time we looked at the overall. All I can say right now is that phase two was only approved in concept,
basic concept.
They're actually going to have to do some redesigning and reprogramming of that space before they're ready to actually entitle it and move forward with phase two. And so my guess is that, depending on the economy, as they start to wrap up phase one, they'll roll into that programming for phase two.
Mm-hmm. Right, self-funded. They get all the money from that and build that.
Yeah, it's I'm sure it's a resource allocation issue. They have a lot of projects going on right now in the ranch, in addition to what's here, a large tenant.
Well, they're funding everything.
Yeah.
No complaints.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the update.
No, I think you covered everything. The only other thing we talked about, which I don't think we ever talked about, Panetta product putting here. I don't think we talked came through concept.
We have a series of concept reviews that have been going on for the last 6-8 months, different topics, but those are usually just for early feedback on the commission before someone decides to file an actual project. And so they get some feedback. So we usually don't bring it to Architectural Review Board until we know we actually have an application. but the Panetta property was a concept review. That's next to the Chang, right on the corner of Crow Canyon and Bollinger. It's kind of a light industrial construction yard looking area.
So we're on where C&H fencing is right now, right?
No, this is right here.
Kitty Corner.
Across from the fire department. It's where you can get firewood.
Firewood lot, yeah.
Oh, that one?
That
oh.
one where, right as you cross Crow yeah. Canyon, immediate left, two acre parcel. It's fairly small.
Yeah, it's been designated as parks forever. However, the applicant would like to build 30 apartments there. 30 units, I should say. One apartment building, 30 units. There's a lot of challenges. There's creek issues, there's general plan issues, specific plan issues, annexation issues. And so he got a lot of feedback and has to decide whether he wants to take on all the floodplain issues, take on all the regulatory issues that will have to get resolved before he moves forward. And then likewise, we had some concept reviews for Golden Skate, which was for housing site. They filed applications, but they've been deemed incomplete, and so they haven't been before you yet. And they're having some design issues with it and ownership issues with it, so we'll see what happens with that.
We also have a retail pad on where the old Max's Diner is. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at tear down of Max's and then build a new retail space.
That's the next meeting, right?
Potentially. So that's the fourth item that we might be adding to that September meeting.
Is it just is it going to remain as a restaurant, or it's just?
Well, it's undetermined right now. But what it is it's about 10,000 square feet reoriented to the corner, and so that one did a concept review with the commission, and now they've actually filed their applications, and so. We'll be looking at it from an architectural and circulation and site compatibility standpoint. But it seems like it's pretty straightforward in that it's replacing a 6,000 square foot building. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a slight expansion, but also a reorientation of that corner to activate the corner. And then they have some more modern architecture associated with that.
Is that going to address the parking? Is there an impact with parking?
There is parking required, you know, additional square footage requires additional parking, but the conversion to retail versus a restaurant may offset some of that. There's also shared parking and parking fields in the back of the site. So that'll be part of the analysis that will have to be done. And then also at the next meeting, we have a sign program. Did you talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the mural?
Yes.
So what's happening with the Crow Canyon specific plan? Is that moving forward?
It's a good question.
Okay. Crow Canyon specific plan. We I don't know how much you know about it, but we were directed to proceed with a two-step process for amending the plan. The first was to reduce the density range so that inclusive of density bonus and get back to about 50 units per acre max.
Okay.
And so we're at the third hearing with Planning Commission next week. And so they'll be recommending, assuming they approve it, they'll be recommending the density revision to the council. We're tentatively scheduling the council for the 12th of September. And assuming they adopt it as well, the density range will functionally be changed, reduced. Now, then we're going to go into a joint workshop with some revisioning of the plan, making sure the assumptions that we went into the plan years ago are still valid. There are certain areas that people have expressed some concerns that may not be right for residential overlay, other areas that we'd like to encourage more commercial. So, and then of course with the redevelopment agency being dissolved, some of the funding mechanisms and tools for implementation have changed. The plan calls for Twin Creeks extension over the creek there, and that's probably not gonna happen. So we'll relook at some of those issues and kind of clean it up. I don't think we're talking about redoing the entire plan, but we are looking at cleaning it up.
So basic densities and zoning, more or less.
Yeah, and they may come back to the density issue as part of that plan and decide if they want to increase it somewhere or you know, decrease it in other places. The unit cap still is in place right now, but until we get into the scoping of that phase two revision, we're not going to really know what the implications are. But it's clear that that plan area needed a little refresh in terms of what the vision was. So,
so it's clear that phase one was just that all the projects were coming in and they're getting taking advantage of the density bonus, and so they were starting with starting at 50 and getting the density bonus back up to 67. So the first phase was just getting it so the max they would build would be 50.
Okay.
So that's the phase one. That's the easy part. But then the second phase would be all bets are off, I guess, potentially.
Yeah, potentially. But yeah. I think we're going to start with a more measured
update. We're going to do our best not.
And then we'll see where it goes.
See where it goes. But the first phase was very simple because assuming anyone that comes in to build a project like the three that have come forward so far were
Right, and that was the concern with it to begin with, is those three, the Rhone one and the one across the street, the phase three one, and then the roller skate wood one. And so that was the entire amount that we wanted to see in the entire area in three buildings. And so that makes sense. I mean, that was that's a whole lot of people in that small space.
Yeah, and it's also sort of this question about you know, what type of, I mean, there's some economics in it, you know, and what kind of density is driving the form that you want. And then, you know, so what we're ending up with is, yeah, they need podiums, parking, and then, of course, they need higher density to pay for that. And so we want to relook at some of those feasibility issues.
So I guess the other question is, the density that we're putting there, are we looking to develop that into its own node within the city? I'm just thinking specifically of the place over there by the Rhone project. It's the end of Feria, and that seems like it needs to be its own island within the specific plan itself.
It already was designated as village center mixed use, but it also expanded out a little bit further than that. And then there was a housing overlay area that went down to Golden Skate. And so, and then like San Ramon Square is included in the BCMU. And so we're gonna be looking at those land use issues as, you know, like, do we really want to replace a existing commercial center with a mixed use project and create a net loss in commercial space? Because that's what usually happens with that. And that may not be correct. Likewise, in some of the areas, like self-storage areas and commercial buildings, is that really the right place for a residential overlay when you can come back and look at it in this core area, if that's really what you want to create from a design standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
And so so that will be some of the discussions that'll happen with the policymakers. And then, you know, and of course, you can have the discussion about unit caps, whether more units there, less units there, and that's purely policy driven decisions.
Cool. Yeah.
Can I just my sound off the wall? I think I brought it up. You know, the trees that we have throughout the boulevards and all, and I know there's the nice crepe myrtles. One thing I don't see here, and it's a funding thing. One thing that Danville does successfully is they go through all of their public median strips with trees. They really trim down like the crepe myrtles, so they got the most hefty, healthiest looking crepe myrtles, but when you look at ours, they're just not trimmed.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of just let it grow ratty, and then, you know, you're supposed to cut down those every year so that it gets thicker and thicker and it just grows. And I think it's really apparent, you can see the difference with the tree program.
There's some streets in mind that you point to?
Like
are there some areas of the city that you would point to?
And maybe it's not, maybe there's the public boulevard, like it's in Gale Ranch, you know how, is it Chappelle or Toll, they provide the landscape and the strips and entries to the neighborhood, and then there's no maintenance, they just maintain the grounds, but they don't cut the crepe myrtles, and so it just looks ratty.
I guess it's a question of whether those are public or private.
Yeah,
right?
So, and even some of the public, I don't think it's done. I've noticed, I
think
have
there's
a
I think there's there you're probably talking about is from the corner of Camino Ramon to 680 on Crow.
Yeah.
When they did the widening a few years ago, there are crepe myrtles that are in the landscape strip between where Carl's Jr. and kind of in that strip. So
it's a bit noticeable.
That they are significantly more compact in size than you would typically see on like a larger street.
So I don't know how Danville does it. They got the nicest looking crepe myrtles. They're on schedule. They're trimmed down around February, and then the stalks they just get thicker and thicker. And I think Sunset's pretty good about their crepe myrtles.
Yeah.
I think they cut them down. So it's a comment I would make to the rest of the city. Is there a program like that to take some of those public to make sure is there some consistency even in South San Ramon, some of those median strips?
We have that streetscape guidelines.
That's really more of a design, not a maintenance issue. It really comes down to a question of their maintenance program and, and how they budget and allocate funds for that, or whether they're including those types of line items in their contracts with service providers. Because we do contract out for maintenance for a good deal of the roadway landscape work. So that's something that we can pass on to Public Works.
Yeah. Especially if you have specific areas that you think,
like in the medians.
The median strips.
Jeff Galt would be the person probably to talk to, but I'll mention it to him in passing when I see him again.
There's some that have been done fairly well, like on Bollinger here, between Norris and Crow.
Yeah.
They re-landscaped that. It used to be all rocks and olive trees, and
I just saw
the maintenance happening this morning, and they've been doing a really good job maintaining those medians, but they've got a lot of room there. So
there's no doubt, I think San Ramon plants the best trees and plants and shrubs, but it's the after. It's the servicing and maintenance. And one thing I have to say, Danville, I'm making comparisons because I go through Danville a lot. I noticed there's a fine line. I can see they're very polished with their, they're even through Harts Avenue, everywhere. And there's.
Do they have a business improvement district downtown?
I don't know.
You know, like if you go down Sycamore.
Yeah, I know the area you're talking about. I'm just wondering if they have additional funding through a business district.
Yeah, how do they have the money to do all that? They don't even have that much revenue for commercial.
Fire tax rate.
Where do they get all that?
I don't know.
But anyway, I just like to bring it up.
Okay. You brought it up to the right people. Laura Lee Scherzer.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I'll mention it to the people that do.
Don't worry about it.
Public Parks, right?
All right. Well, we are.
I think we get the right trees in place, and then it's how we maintain it afterwards to keep it nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I think it's 3:15. Meeting adjourned.
All right. Thank you.